In contrast with the EU and other countries, the UK government continues to stall on allowing Ukrainian refugees to come here. Owen Thompson, MP for Midlothian, has called on the government to open its doors, and we asked him whether they could change their policy. Good morning, Owen Thompson, MP. You're in Westminster this morning, Owen, trying hard to get the UK government to do something about waiving visas for Ukrainian refugees.
That's right, yes. A number of colleagues and a number of members across all parties, actually, in fairness, have been calling in the government for a number of days now to actually take action to make it much, much easier for those fleeing the conflict in Ukraine to actually seek some safe refuge here. Now, I know Scotland have said that our doors are open, but the problem we've got is that the UK government still controls the visa system, which is, as it is still making it impossible for most of these people to come.
And of course, the EU have said that they will take in any refugees for up to 3 years without asking them to do any paperwork. And I heard the First Minister on TV last night saying, let's do this first and we'll worry about the paperwork afterwards. So what's the problem? Why can't they just do it?
Well, I think the simple answer is they could absolutely do it. And all the other European countries in doing so have shown how simple and straightforward that could be. But we've seen through the immigration bill or the anti-immigration bill that the UK government put through, there's the sort of whole approach of this government is to close down and not help people who actually need it. And I mean, we're talking about refugees here. This is people who are fleeing the most horrific situations currently in Ukraine, but it's not just there. We've seen it in other countries before. They've often got absolutely nothing. All they're wanting is somewhere safe to stay. And in many cases, they have family and extended family here. But the rules that the UK government have been applying are so restrictive that an adult couldn't even bring their parents over under the current rules. So that they really need to go much further. And the Prime Minister are saying one thing and then the Home Secretary saying something else. So they need to work out themselves where they're going to be. But while they delay and while they take their time to work out what they're trying to do, all it does is it does nothing to help those who actually need it. So we need to be making a much bigger effort. I'm hopeful there's going to be something said today. There's certainly a very high probability that there'll be a statement or a question on this morning. It's enough talking about it, enough thinking what they could do. They just need to open it up and remove all these barriers that they've put in place unnecessarily.
Yes, it does seem to be just something extra put in place when, as you say, the news this morning and Tuesday morning is that there seems to be much more bombing. And of course, at the weekend, the Home Office Minister, Kevin Foster, tweeted that, of course, there was an exemption for the scheme and people could come and pick fruit. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that was appalling. It was appalling. I mean, if you're being generous, maybe you could think he was trying to consider a different way to work around the rules that are in place. I think that's maybe overly optimistic, because yesterday when questioned on it, he wouldn't even apologise for it. So while he might have deleted the tweet, he had the opportunity to set the record straight yesterday and didn't. So it shows in the whole approach to helping refugees that they somehow think that this is something that shouldn't be done, when actually we should be out at the front saying, come here, look, here's somewhere safe, and we'll work out the paperwork later on. There's time to do that.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I wish you well today in
keeping
on with your demand on the government.
This is a situation where days and even hours are too much in many situations. So we need instant action. And you just have to wonder if there's an influence of donations to the Tory party in some of the decisions they're making and the pace at which they're moving, because they talk about wanting to be out there and leading in helping those in Ukraine, but in many ways they're forever playing catch up, and it's not good enough.
Thank you very much indeed for speaking with us this morning. Owen Thompson, MP for Midlothian.